what is your opinion on 16 rounds?
My opinion is that perfection is attained by following your guru. Sixteen rounds, 16,000 rounds, 6 rounds. Whatever the guru suggests, you follow that once. The main thing is attitude and absorption. Developing a devotional attitude and being absorbed in the non-root qualities and lila of Radha Krishna. So you may chant 4 rounds a day and all day long be absorbed in meditating on lila, or meditating on her form. Or like this lady behind her, she paints pictures. So she may be thinking of her drawings and pictures. Doesn't chant much japa. But that doesn't mean she's not absorbed. The key of perfection is absorption, not numbers. Absorption of the mind. That's your mind gives you your future, not your bank account. Devotional bank account. I racked up 17 lakhs of rounds, 17 crores of rounds. It's your attitude and your absorption in Krishna during life at the time of death determines your future. However you can attain absorption. This is what's described in Bhakti Sandharva. Absorption is the keynote. Sada tat bhava bhavita. What's your opinion of 16 rounds? You don't like it. You like it. What do you like? What did your guru suggest to you?
No, in ISKCON, when we take initiation.
You took initiation there?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. We say minimum 16.
So, are you doing it? No, you don't have to answer that. It's not my business. Oh, I didn't get that one. How? Yeah, what? So what about that?
Oh no, I just wanted your opinion and thank you very much for your answer.
You're welcome. Actually, basically it's like this. It's best that the guru has one policy for all disciples to begin with. But after each disciple has followed that one policy for 2 years or so, the guru should meet that disciple and say, what is it about Krishna Bhakti that really turns you on, that really absorbs you? And one person will say, chanting japa. So they'll say, okay, can you chant 1 lakh a day? And he or she says, yes. He said, okay, you do that. Or another person might say, I like to study Shastra. And how much do you study Shastra? All day, all night. Okay, you chant 4 rounds a day and chant study Shastra. So it modifies the program. Some gurus do that in the beginning. They create a bhajan package that's practical for a disciple. Practical and feasible. You know, you can do it. So, you know, it says, read 2 hours a day, chant 2 hours a day. People don't have that much time. They work, they have families. So it all depends on how much time the disciple has, how the guru will try to engage them in Krishna Bhakti. Frankly speaking, most Indian gurus don't get involved at all. They give a diksha mantra and say, Hari Bol. who you marry, who you married or not married, you know, you're chanting, not chanting. They don't care, they don't get involved. You live your life, they live their life. They're there if you need them. They're always there for a disciple, but they don't play a hands-on management role. They're all over India, it's not like that. ISKCON's like that to some extent, mostly not. So it's mostly hands-off. Yeah, they don't know what anybody's doing. They don't care. They're busy with their own lives. Basically, bhajan and any form of yoga is solitary life. You walk on your two legs, not crutches. You don't sit in a wheelchair and your guru pushes it. Okay, give me a ride. I take this shit out. Let me sit down. Push you around. Okay, take me to the supermarket. Take me shopping. I have to buy clothes now. It's not like that. You use your mantra, a method of bhajan and crow, and bhajan crow, nam crow. I probably use the term, everybody has to fly their own plane. I train you up on the ground how to fly. Yeah, you pick up your beads like this, show in the box up like this, over our teeth like this, over your food like this, say like this, say, okay, now, fly. You land, you fly, you crash. You're the pilot. I'm not the traffic controller. Guru's not a traffic controller. He's teaching you to fly, that's it.